The Liz Calloway Show with Nick Summers, on the road again. Featuring actor, author, playwright, and political commentator Jordan Rhodes on Talk 94.5.
On the road again.
He's back.
Just can't wait to get on the road
it
again.
It is Jordan Rhodes. The Life of a Blue-Collar Actor is a book available on bookbaby.com. He does a lot of things, and he's joining us right now as a conservative news commentator. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning, Liz. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you enjoying Wilmington?
Oh, it's just great. Unfortunately, I'm in touch with New York literally every day, so I'm getting all of that news, which I will pass on to you guys. Quickly, let me ask you. I know your fifth anniversary, that is next Thursday. Is that correct?
May 2nd, yeah.
May 2nd, okay. My wife has asked me if I know what the dress code is.
Oh, it's casual. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Okay, that's what I was going to tell her. And one other thing I'll ask, I don't know if you guys are doing giveaways or anything like that. Would you, if you are, and I'm not begging or anything here, but if you are, would you like to have one of my signed books?
That would be amazing. That would be awesome.
Okay, then I will bring a signed book, and then to whoever wins it or gets it, I'll sign it to them, but it'll already be signed.
All right.
Hey, Jordan, real quick here. It's kind of a tradition when we have these birthday parties. Does your wife happen to have a big blue jumpsuit?
No, she doesn't have a big blue jumpsuit.
Okay.
What does that even mean, Nikki?
Because you
why
are this,
big? Why big? Big blue.
Meaning the whole thing is blue. I didn't mean
I'm
it was like
a red jumpsuit.
I didn't mean because like
time.
You're big. You're not.
I am wearing a red jumpsuit this time.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
There you go. I was going to say if she had one, it would be red.
There you go.
It wouldn't be blue. Okay, boy, the stuff coming to me out of New York from my friends that are calling. The city right now is in, I don't know how much television is showing about this, but the city is in unbelievable turmoil. And I've got to interject this. I do not believe the way the court is treating Trump. And the American people need to wake up, because this man, a former president, and also in a political campaign, as much as he can be in one, is being treated worse than the prisoners in Guantanamo. I don't even know if people remember that Obama built $1 million soccer film, a soccer field, for those prisoners there in Guantanamo. Why do you need to spend $1 million to build a soccer field? So that's just another one of these insane things, as you guys were talking about later, about all of this new money now going to the Ukraine, with it being kind of boated up to the fact that they're also going to help Israel and they're going to help somebody else. I mean, this stuff that's going on is absolutely unbelievable, and they're doing everything that they can to keep Trump from actually being able to be on the ballot and to actually run as president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do you have any idea why is the Supreme Court not stepped into this? I mean, you have to be a complete idiot if you do not see the corruption and the way this is going on with this judge whose daughter is making millions of dollars working, which is a complete violation of what you can do as a trial judge.
Well, Jordan, there's someone that's been following a lot of this, Julie Kelly, and she said that the Supreme Court, by the way that they've asked some questions, remember, they can only address things that are brought to them. So who's ever brought these few things to them, one of them being the immunity, presidential thing, all that stuff, but the way that they're asking questions, and this person, Julie Kelly, said, I'm not going to predict anything, but the question, the line of questioning indicates to me that they have serious doubts on the whole Jack Smith thing. So I would imagine that if this were to go to appeal, this would be the other one, this is the hush money case, if he's convicted, which Dershowitz thinks he'll be convicted, and it'll be quick, it'll go to appeal, and then it eventually will go to another appeal because he'll lose that one. Then it gets to the Supreme Court. So they can only visit things that are brought to them.
Okay. Well, that at least puts my mind at some ease, because it's just, I'm sitting here watching this stuff, and I just can't believe it. I just can't believe what they're doing to him daily and how he's being, you know, and of course, he's in court, you know, what was it, 4 days a week? Mm-hmm. He's in court, and Biden is out there stumbling around, if you want to call it campaigning, you can call it campaigning, but I think it's ridiculous, particularly since I went to that rally that was canceled here because of the storm that you guys had me talk about on Monday mm-hmm. when I called in.
Yeah.
When I see the amount of people that were there, and you see Biden goes into a shop in some place, and he can't even get 12 people there while he's trying to order something and get a, oh, I'll have a milkshake. You guys know how I feel about that guy. And with what's going on in New York right now with all of these, it's incredible. Did you hear about Robert Kraft?
Yes.
You know, the owner, he pulling all of his money from Columbia? That's great that some people are stepping up to do stuff like that, because mm-hmm. And the other thing that came out, I don't know if we got any of this news, my friend of mine called me, they're discovering now that they don't even believe that the majority of those protesters from Columbia, they don't even believe that they were students. They think that that's one of the reasons so many of them are wearing masks, mm-hmm. because, and you know, they're wearing masks not even worse than the ones that we wore during COVID.
Yeah.
But you can't see anything mm-hmm. but their eyes.
Yeah.
And people up there in New York are telling me they just don't believe that that's happening. And all over the country, this stuff that's going on, Gavin Newsom.
Well, it's supposed to be spreading across the country today. We were reading the social media posts that they're calling upon other universities and MIT, Johns Hopkins, UCLA, all these other, the one in Tennessee. Did I say Johns Hopkins? That's another one.
Mm-hmm.
These are all being...
Vanderbilt, I think.
Vanderbilt, yeah. Yep. These are all being called to protest.
Does anybody remember how Reagan handled those incredible protests?
Oh, in Berkeley,
When he was in office. Does anybody remember? He called out the National Guard, and he shut that down, if I'm not mistaken, in less than 2 days. And they were incredible demonstrations also. I don't think they come up to these at all. I think what's going out, they're absolutely disgusting when all of these people are, they're anti-American demonstrators mm-hmm. all over the place, and the things that they're shouting and saying, I just don't, you know, Biden is such a weak, you know, spineless, you know, just, boy, I don't
or
know.
Or he
I
agrees.
Could go on here.
Or he agrees.
Yeah. Yeah. It's unbelievable that all this is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And now let's talk about these illegal immigrants for just a minute. They demonstrated again just the other day at City Hall. I think last week I told you there was one demonstration they went. You want to know what they demonstrated for this time down mm-hmm. at City Hall?
What is it?
They came down in New York to demonstrate. They want work permits,
mm-hmm.
better living conditions, and better food.
Yeah.
Hey, Liz, you and Nick, would you like to go to your people there on the radio station and tell them?
I have a meeting. I'm going to protest that.
They never bring me food for the meeting. So
I fed you today.
You did. They don't.
That's unbelievable.
I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. And what they're doing in San Francisco. This is because I lived in that city for mm-hmm. some time when I was doing Streets of San Francisco. But what they're doing out there, the migrants are now involved in all of the drug operation that's in San Francisco where they're selling fentanyl. And get a load of this. These illegal immigrants that are doing this with the cartels, they're making $250,000 to $400,000
wow.
a year.
Jeez.
Selling these drugs. I mean, the stuff that is going on in this city is just—it's unbelievable. I was happy to see the police. I saw this on news last night that they went in there and they started tearing down those tents
mm-hmm.
that the students had put up.
Yeah, yeah.
I certainly thought, you know,
well,
that
you
was
know,
good.
See, it's one thing to protest on the bridges and on the streets. You know, that's not going to cost any private entity money. You know what I mean? But kids may actually choose not to go to these universities. People will take their money out, their donations out. They're going to have a hard time recruiting. What parent would send their kid off to, you know, ISIS and Hamas? Like, who would do that in their right mind unless they are ISIS and Hamas? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it really is. It's absolutely disgusting. And the way it's being covered, as you guys know as much as I do, maybe I get a little more of the information from individuals. I know you guys are on top of the information that's put out there for everybody. Mm-hmm. But it's absolutely unbelievable to me that the protests in all of these states, with everything that they're doing, the New York Times, did you guys see how they characterized all of these demonstrations there in New York? They characterized it as dancing, celebrating, and pizza.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, good Lord, if you were even someone that bought the New York Times, which I am proud to say in my 10 years of living in New York City, I never purchased one single copy of the New York Times, mm-hmm. and I wouldn't buy a copy of the New York Times. But can you believe that these papers and these media people, that's how they're referring to this?
Well, you have to remember, during the Summer of Love, it was mostly peaceful protests.
Oh, yeah, right. I always loved my favorite one of that, Nick, is when the CNN reporter is standing there with the buildings burning in the background, saying, well, this is mostly a peaceful protest that's going on, and the buildings were in flame
exactly.
behind him. So I can't get this, and I don't know how they're going to stop any of this stuff that's going on in San Francisco. And Governor Newsom came out, I think it was yesterday or the day before, making a speech about Trump. And even though he was saying that, you know, if the Democrats weren't careful, Trump was going to win, which I don't know. Maybe this is just me. I don't want Trump to just win in 2024. I would like for Biden to get the worst turnout since Carter. I would really love for Trump to beat him so badly,
yeah,
you know, that he can stagger off and figure out what other lie he's going to tell next. Because this, I can't even say this with a straight face. Can you imagine standing up in front of anybody and telling them that your uncle was eaten by cannibals? I mean, I don't understand. What are the reporters not allowed to ask him anything when he makes these unbelievably outrageous just lies? Mm-hmm. He tells these lies and nobody calls him on it. I mean, everybody should be aware today he lied about the death of his son. His yeah. son did not get killed in action, you know. And I mean, the man just, he plagiarizes. He tells lies, everything else. And then you've got people like, as you pointed out on Monday when we were talking, Michael Douglas standing there and defending him
yeah.
on a show. I know I harp on this all the time. But
I don't know if you know this, Jordan, but, you know, we had a primary in Pennsylvania yesterday, and there has been an effort by Muslim and Arab voters called Abandon Biden, and they're having all sorts of rallies. And, you know, they had one in Pennsylvania yesterday, but what I didn't know is that they had one in other states, too, including North Carolina, Wisconsin, and Arizona. So there is a movement afoot to abandon Biden and to write in the write-in category, no Joe. That's what they're trying to do. Do you think there will be any impact moving forward of these people? I mean, like, what would be the alternative for them? I just wonder. It can't be Robert F. Kennedy. So what are they trying to gun for?
I would wonder, too. I wonder if any of that would spill over into Minnesota. Because, you know, Minnesota is absolutely, it's full of Arabs and Muslims and all that. Because I had discovered at one time, I think we talked about this before, mm-hmm. I was not aware that Minnesota has never voted for a Republican president.
Mm. Yeah, I never knew that either.
And what you're telling me right now about all this, I'm wondering if that kind of a demonstration could spill over into Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
you know, to work at all, you know, for that. That would really be great. And one other thing, this is kind of off the path for a bit. But what is your feeling about the Tennessee law that just now allows the teachers there to carry concealed weapons?
I heard that there were protests popping up about that.
Yes, there were. They had huge turnouts. Well, huge, I don't know. When you say huge, I like to think in terms, to me, huge are the people that came to the rally out there at the airport at Wilmington. That's huge. When you see, 20 or 30 people, carrying signs and all of that and saying that. And it's amazing. There were a lot of the teacher union people in there. And, of course, some other people, obviously, as far as I'm concerned, left-wingers. I don't have a problem with a teacher being armed. If a teacher's been cleared, with their record and everything, I have no problem. If I was sending, I was lucky. I was able to send my child to a parochial school, and I love the fact that they had uniforms because I think that's. I'm just so in favor of that. I don't know why public schools don't do that, because it stops a lot of problems because the way you dress, you don't all of a sudden know that you're the wealthy kid as opposed to the other kid that doesn't have quite as much. So I'm all for that, but I'm for the teachers.
State legislators in Tennessee passed a bill yesterday allowing K-12 teachers and school staff to be armed. Educators who seek to bring a handgun on school grounds will be subject to certain conditions. They will be required to get an enhanced carry permit, complete with a background check, and undergo dozens of hours of training, among other requirements. I am totally on board with this, as long as there is training and background checks. I think this is a great idea. I just don't know how the teachers are going to have access to the gun. Are they going to carry it on their person? How is this going to be? That's the thing that I want to know.
I agree with you, because I think anybody, I have no problem with any legal citizen carrying a handgun, but I completely agree with the fact that you must have a handgun training session. You must know how to use a handgun before you can carry a handgun.
Well, especially in an active shooter situation, because that's totally different.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. But you just need to, because you don't need to accidentally shoot yourself or shoot somebody else because you're all,
Or lose access to your gun. And that's the thing I always fear. Well,
absolutely.
As being a woman is being overpowered and getting the gun taken away from me. That is the thing I always fear the most. So
yeah, that's certainly something to be concerned about, because today a lot of the students and a lot of the, certainly in the blue states, we've all seen it on the news, they have no respect for teachers really at all.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. And I just can't believe if people would have told me 10, 15 years ago what's going on in the country today would be going in the country today, I would have told them that they were complete liars.
Absolutely.
I just wouldn't believe it.
Well, thank you so much, Jordan Rhodes. Say hi to Lynn, and we'll talk to you again next week. Yes,
okay,
Nikki,
we'll
in the
do
back.
It. And let's talk about the account of the horrible withdrawal from Afghanistan, the news that just came out. Let's talk about that next week.
Okay.
Hey, Jordan, quick before I hang up, plan to bring a couple extra copies of your book. You could sell some on site. And we got some people that, no, I'm not kidding. We have some people that have texted us on the Showtime Autoglass text line saying, tell them to bring some copies. You can sign it. We'll buy it right there.
Okay. All right, Nick.
All right.
Liz, thank you very much.
All right. Take care.